abysses. Trade in these wings on some wheels. A DCU fanfic featuring the Teen Titans, written by Victoria P. and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and contains the pairing Tim Drake, Con Ill, with additional tags for road trips, first kiss, pre-reboot, going to college.
Get in my car and we'll drive around. We'll make believe we are free. Already proved we can tough it out and we get along so sweet.
Never intended to go to college. He might have come out of the lab half-baked, but he's surprisingly knowledgeable about stuff, especially if the stuff is related to punching supervillains or composting, even if he can't be bothered to show it in school most of the time. He still gets decent grades for the most part. He's not fond of English, but he's looking forward to being done with school when he graduates. He figures he'll farm and be a superhero. He already does most of the work. Or so he thinks, until Ma sits him down with the plans for next season's planting and the family finances, and begins a long explanation of the fraught relationship between the two. The next morning, he prints an application to the College of Agriculture at KSU and badgers Bart into helping him fill it out. They're usually terrible at keeping secrets from Tim, but Con thinks they've managed on this one. Until the letter from the Wayne Foundation arrives, detailing the scholarship he hasn't applied for, contingent only on his acceptance to the school of his choice. Bruce set up college funds for all of us years ago, Tim says, matter-of-factly, when Con bursts into his room, flapping the letter in his face. But he hates me! Tim raises an eyebrow. Not exactly, but even if he did, he wouldn't deny you a chance at a college education, especially if Mr. and Mrs. Kent can't afford it. Con is about to protest that, even though it's true, but Tim's mouth twists oddly. Jason still has one, though he's never touched it. Con knows better than to get into weird bat family drama, so he lets the subject drop. Later, he wonders if that's why Tim brought up his homicidal undead brother. As opposed to his homicidal ninja brother, Con's more grateful than ever to be an only child. It's the kind of sneaky thinking Tim's the best at. He throws a party at the tower when he gets his acceptance letter. And even Sissy and Anita show up, which puts a smile on Cassie's face, which means he did something right, even if the break they're on has become permanent. We just want different things, is how she put it. And Con can't disagree, though he wonders sometimes how it happened, how he went from being the superhero kid who didn't even have a civilian identity to a farmer who's going to college. The summer passes quickly, in between planting, harvesting, and fighting off giant robots and alien invasions. And it's August, before Con's had time to turn around twice. The idea hits him when he and Bart are watching The Sure Thing. "We should go on a road trip," he says. "Yeah," Bart replies. He speeds off and returns with a whoosh, holding out his phone. "I've made a week's worth of playlists." He takes off again, and comes back. And this time, Tim follows about 3 minutes later. Tim, you should come with on a road trip. Tim shakes his head, his forehead scrunched up like he's genuinely confused. I don't understand. I'm due at KSU next Friday for orientation, Khan says. We should make it a road trip, just three of us, like the old days. First of all, it's only a couple of hours from the farm to your dorm, so the drive is not really long enough to merit the term road trip, Tim says, taking things off on his fingers. Secondly, it's only a 30-hour drive from here. Not if we stop in Vegas, Khan interrupts. Tim keeps talking as if he hasn't said anything. And finally, you can fly, and Bart's one of the fastest people on the planet. Why would you want to be stuck in a car that long? Khan throws his hands up in exasperation. Because it's fun! You remember fun, don't you, Tim? Tim's mouth quirks into a wry half-grin. Vaguely. Then let us remind you, Bart says, with a manic smile. And maybe Tim's feeling nostalgic, or maybe he's missed Khan and Bart as much as he'd said. And the fact that he'd said anything at all, with hugs even, is still shocking in the best possible way. But he agrees to go. On one condition. Anything, Khan says, and Bart nods like a bobblehead. I'm driving. Khan packs Pa's truck with all his stuff before he leaves for San Francisco. Ma and Pa are going to meet him at the dorm on Friday so he can move in. He got a single, so he should be able to get it done discreetly. He hopes he fits in better there than he did at Smallville High. It should help that Clark went to the University of Kansas, so he's not constantly going to be Clark's cousin the way he is at home. The weekend is mostly boring. Cassie rounds up a couple of would-be rapists, and Bart insists they provide security from some rally at Berkeley. But then it's Sunday night, and Khan doesn't ask where the car comes from, but it's probably one of Batman's. It has that sleek look to it that screams money, but like classy money. Wayne money. More of a statement than a scream, he thinks. They toss their backpacks in the trunk, and Khan thinks the trip is going to be derailed before it even begins when he and Bart call shotgun at the same time. Khan can have it until the first rest stop, Tim says, using his team leader voice. And then you can switch. But what if I get motion sickness? Bart says. Tim and Khan both look at him incredulously. From going too slow. I'll allow it, Tim says gravely. And then he actually grins at Khan over Bart's head when Bart scrambles into the front seat. Khan's ears definitely do not get hot, and no one could prove it if they did. He folds himself into the back seat and sighs, even though there's enough leg room because Tim's got the driver's seat pulled almost all the way up. Khan, for once, chooses discretion and doesn't say anything about it. He does ruffle Tim's hair, though, and laughs at the way Tim's eyes narrow at him in the rearview mirror. The first half hour is fine. Bart plugs his phone into the dash and cues up one of his many playlists. This one seems heavy on Korean girl groups, and they bop around like dorks. Well, Khan and Bart bop. Tim nods in time with the beat and occasionally taps on the steering wheel. They both know better than to let him choose the music. Then, traffic on Interstate 5 slows to a crawl. They play the license plate game for a bit, and the one where Alice is going on a picnic with some apples. Bart twists himself like a pretzel so he can hang his feet out the window while still keeping his seatbelt on. It looks uncomfortable, but Bart seems fine. He sings the state capitals, and Tim makes him calculate how long it'd take him to visit all of them. Then they play some weird word association game that has more rules than Khan likes in his mindless fun, which makes him suspect that it's more of Tim's stealth training them, which he'd be annoyed about except for how it's so ridiculously Tim it hurts. Khan knows that Tim's had a rough couple of years, and he just wants them to have fun the way they did back when it was just the three of them camping in the old Justice Cave. Tim clicks off the music and turns on the news. Khan and Bart bicker about whether the Wendy the Werewolf Stalker reboot will be any good. Bart's willing to give it a chance, but Khan is staunchly loyal to the original cast and writers and will take some convincing. Either way, it means more Wendy, Bart concludes, and Khan can't argue with that. "Could you guys be quiet?" Tim says. "I'm trying to listen to the traffic report."
"We're in the traffic, Tim," Khan answers. "Here's the report. It sucks."
Bart laughs. "I want to know whether it's just volume or if there's an accident up ahead, and how bad the alternate routes are if we get off at the next exit." Khan frowns. There's not a lot of traffic in Smallville, and what traffic there is has usually been caused by someone's cow getting loose and wandering through town.
"I'll go find out," Bart says, zipping out of the car before either Tim or Khan can stop him.
He comes back moments later.
"Jackknife tractor trailer. Might be a while."
Khan sighs and catches Tim's gaze in the mirror. Tim gives him what amounts to a shrug with his eyebrows.
"Let's go," he says,
unbuttoning his shirt and speeding away after Bart. Luckily, no one is seriously injured, and Khan is able to move the truck to the shoulder, allowing traffic to begin moving again. It's easy enough to find Tim, even though the car is not in the same spot, but slightly more difficult to slip back inside without people noticing. Khan winds up in the front seat this time, and Bart sprawls in the back. He starts digging through the various bags of snacks they packed, and finally comes up with whatever it is he's looking for.
"Pocky time!" he crows,
shoving a box of chocolate pocky at Khan and grabbing another for himself.
"Hey," Khan says, "the green tea flavor is for Tim."
It had actually cost more than the other kinds, but it's Tim's favorite, so Khan didn't care.
"Oh, right."
Bart passes that box forward too, and Khan opens it and offers it to Tim. "Thanks," Tim says, giving him a small, pleased smile. They make a little distance before the traffic slows to a crawl again. And this time Bart's conclusion is volume.
"It's just cars as far as the eye can see," he says.
Tim says, shifting a little. He's the only one of them who hasn't been in and out of the car yet, and Khan wonders if he's starting to get bored or stiff. He also knows Tim would never admit to either.
"Time for my playlist," Khan says, replacing Bart's phone with his own.
Tim gives him an amused glance.
"Hits of the 90s. "I can't help it if the Lab Techs Academus liked Pearl Jam," Khan answers. He's taken enough shit from the team about his musical taste over the years. "At least it's not Enya."
Tim shoots him another look. This time it's both rueful and exasperated. It's one of Khan's favorite expressions of his, which is probably good since he sees it on the regular.
"I told you, that was a joke. I believe you."
Khan does not actually believe him. Bart finishes his pocky and a juice box and says, I'm going to check out the traffic again, and maybe the hotel. He goes and comes back. What hotel did you choose, Tim?
I got us a suite at the Bellagio.
Are you kidding me? Khan asks. Bart shrugs and takes off before Tim responds. Tim also gives a small shrug.
Did you think we'd be staying at a Super 8?
Yes! Tim keeps shooting him concerned looks.
I thought you wanted to enjoy Vegas.
Khan shakes his head.
I wanted a normal teenage experience.
Like in the movies. Yes, Khan repeats. No, I don't know. Everything's weird. I never thought I'd even go to college, and yet, here we are.
He scrubs a hand through his hair.
I'm surprised you even agreed to come. I didn't think Batman would give you the time off.
I think Dick's still trying to make it up to me.
Khan nods.
I didn't expect you to take it, though.
Tim looks away instead of at Khan this time.
The girls are home, so Gotham's covered. And Dick thought it was a good idea for me to,
He wrinkles his nose. It's stupidly cute, though Khan will never ever tell him that. Embrace the classic teenage rite of passage known as the road trip.
He's definitely quoting.
It makes Khan laugh.
Well, I'm glad you did, even if it's sucking right now.
Tim's hands tighten on the steering wheel, and then he moves his right hand off it and onto Khan's knee, which is new and weird, but good. This time, it's not just Khan's ears that get hot. Bert comes back and says, there's a swimming pool and a museum, and I'm going to go take pictures of the fountain for my Instagram, before he takes off again. Surprisingly, Tim doesn't remove his hand from Khan's knee. So Khan puts his own hand over it and curls his fingers around Tim's. The next time they stop after rolling 3 feet forward, Khan leans over just as Tim turns his head and his mouth is right there. So Khan kisses him. Or maybe Tim's the one who kisses him. Khan's never sure afterwards, but it doesn't matter, because they're kissing. Tim's lips are warm and dry, and his mouth tastes like green tea pocky, and Khan squeezes his eyes shut because he feels like his whole body is going to burst into flame, and he doesn't want to accidentally end up killing Tim with heat vision because he's so turned on. He'd forgotten what that felt like. It's been a long time. The sound of horns honking makes them spring apart. Tim's face is flushed, and his lips are bright pink. And suddenly, Khan doesn't care if they have to sit in traffic for hours, if he and Tim can make out.
Okay,
he says, his voice a little rough.
That totally doesn't suck.
The grin Tim gives him this time is wide and bright. He raises an eyebrow and says,
if you play your cards right.
Khan bursts out laughing. It takes forever to get to Las Vegas. Bart's already claimed one of the bedrooms, raided the minibar, gone for a swim, and visited the museum. He takes one look at them and mutters something about organizing his pictures into albums and shuts the door to his room.
Let's never ever do that again,
Khan says, flopping onto the king-size bed in the room he hopes Tim is going to share with him.
Pinky swear,
Tim says, holding out his hand. Khan
pulls him down onto the bed and kisses him. Pinky swear, he agrees. Let's do this instead.
The end. Bent over the ringer a couple times. I came out callous and cruel. And my two friends know this very well. Because they went through it too. The three of us were initiates. We had to learn how to deal. And when we spotted a second chance, we had to learn how to steal.
Reader's note. Oh my god, Bart's voice is so hard to find and his words are so bleh. It's so hard to read Bart's words. I don't know. Tim and Con are adorable, as per usual. I love the idea of them stuck on a road trip because they want to spend time together, not because they have to take, you know, driving to get places. And Tim being like, you could just fly me. It would be much faster and more efficient. And Con being like, no! I bought $400 worth of cheap soda shop type snacks. We are going to eat all the junk food and it will be great. I went into a gas station and everything to buy these. And then Tim's being like, oh crap, we're gonna run out of gas. And Con's like, I will push you until we find the gas station and now we will have Slurpees and it will be wonderful. And Bart just being like, you guys are so slow! I don't know, I love the idea of these goobers on a road trip. It's adorable. And thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed this. Have a nice day.